talking about a home. From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
I dig the way that you move. You shake it down to your roots. How did your mama teach you how to do that thing you do? Yeah, nothing sweeter than wild. I'll take a simple ass smile. I bet the boys at home can't leave you alone. Your little homegrown honey, honey, honey. You're so money, money, money. You got a country road, Carolina soul.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to a special edition of Talking About a home show on the radio, as we come to you from the Charleston Home and Design Show going on right now at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. That was Homegrown Honey by Darius Rucker, also a Charlestonian, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home. And in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. We also organize two custom home shows each year, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is going on right now, and also the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August, and the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which happens every April. Well, we are coming to you from the Charleston Home and Design Show. Show hours today are until 6 p.m. The show opened at 10 a.m. this morning, and we had a swarm of people who were here to get their free Savannah Bee Company bottle of Tupelo honey, and a very successful promotion for that. Still plenty of time to come down to the show today. The Gilliard Center is located just off of Calhoun Street in downtown Charleston. There's a connected parking garage on Alexander Street, and they have a discounted parking rate of only $5, unlimited parking. So you can park there and then just walk right into the show. The admission right now is $7 per person, and at 2 p.m. we drop the admission price to $2 per person. $2 per person after 2 p.m. And that's also happening on Sunday as well. $2 per person after 2 p.m. on Sunday as well. And but there's plenty of time to get down here to the show. We've got a lot of exciting things happening this afternoon at the Charleston Home and Design Show. Mainly, one of the big things we have is of course over 100 A-list local contractors that have that are volunteering, giving up their weekend, volunteering their time to be at the Charleston Home and Design Show to offer free expert advice to you. And this time of year, everybody has a project, big or small. Everybody has a project at the beginning of the year that they want to tackle. And we are very, very careful in only allowing home-related companies at the Charleston Home and Design Show, so you don't have to turn a blind eye to mop salesmen or anything like that. We only have home-related products and services and custom home-related at that. And so you know, we couldn't have the show without the support of the 100-plus A-list local contractors that are on display this weekend. So come on down and, you know, as I mentioned, we're very careful with the categories that we have. Just about anything you would need for your house is represented at the Charleston Home and Design Show, so you can get all the answers to all your questions. We've also got a great lineup this afternoon of free seminars that are taking place. And we just wrapped up the first seminar of the day with architect and interior designer Chris Rose. And at just starting at 1 o'clock today, watching paint dry, how to choose interior and exterior paint colors correctly. And that's presented by Emily Stallings of Stallings Studio. And she is a paint expert. And so you're definitely going to pick up some great tips there. At 2 p.m., implementing a plan, where to begin and how to finish what you've started, presented by interior designer Edie Sullivan of Sullivan's Island Designs. At 3 p.m., we've got partnering with an interior designer from the start with T. Phillips of Latitude Design Group. And then at 4 p.m., what you should know before you start a remodeling project to save time and money, presented by master builder Kevin Kalman of Kalman Construction. And then we've got two great seminars happening on Sunday as well that you don't want to miss. We've got Mistakes Are the Most Expensive Element of Any Project, presented by Judy Bistany of Judy Bistany Interior Design. And then also How to Set a Project Budget and Stick to It, presented by Karen Germond of KMD Interiors. So lots of free seminars happening. We've got free design consultations if you'd like to sit down and talk with a professional interior designer or an architect. You can either one. We've got most of the slots are filled up, but we'll definitely be able to. We always work people in that come to the show. Don't make a reservation in advance. We'll work you in. And those free design consultations are happening all day today and on Sunday. And speaking of Sunday, if you're one of the first 200 to the show Sunday morning at 11 a.m. when we open up, you will be the lucky recipient of a Tervis tumbler. And the great thing, we've partnered with the Tervis shop on Church Street, and they provided us with 200 Tervis tumblers, and all you have to do is pay the $7 regular show admission, and you'll get a Tervis tumbler with a lid, and these are custom made. It's got the CHS airport logo on one side and a pineapple on the other. So lots of great opportunities for free stuff. Tervis tumbler giveaway starting at 11 a.m. tomorrow. We're going to hear a little bit more from Kathy Swink with Tervis tumbler a little later. But lots happening today at the Charleston Home and Design Show. Show hours today are from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. And then show hours on Sunday are 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And there's a connected parking garage right on at 32 Alexander Street, plus abundant metered on-street parking. Admission is only $7 until 2 p.m. today. And then starting at 2 p.m., the admission drops to $2 per person after 2 p.m. And for more information, all you have to do is visit charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com, charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to a very special edition of Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from the Charleston Home and Design Show, and it's going on right now at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And coming up at 2 o'clock, our admission costs drop from $7 to $2. $2 per person after 2 o'clock today and on Sunday. And we've got lots and lots of events still going on today. The bulk of our seminar schedule you can still come down to the Charleston Home and Design Show right now and catch most of the seminars that we've got going on. And we've gotten a chance to grab one of the presenters of one of the seminars today, T. Phillips with Latitude Design Group. How are you doing, T?
Hey, good afternoon. How are you?
Good, good. T, thank you very much for agreeing to do one of the lectures today at the Charleston Home and Design Show. And we've got several different interior designers that are giving lectures today. We had Chris Rose, who is an interior designer and an architect, and he gave a presentation at noon. At 1 o'clock, just started watching paint dry, how to choose interior and exterior paint colors correctly with Emily Stallings of Stallings Studio. At 2 p.m., we've got implementing a plan, where to begin and how to finish what you've started. And then at 3 o'clock, we've got T. Phillips with Latitude Design Group partnering with an interior designer from the start. Can you kind of give our listeners a little sneak peek at what you're going to be talking about?
Yeah, I would love to. You know, obviously with the type of work that we do, we have a lot of clients that need a little guidance along their journey for their residential or commercial properties. So linking up with an interior designer can be critical just to get a vision, a direction, and then also to be cost effective so mm-hmm. that we're not pulled in the middle of something and basically trying to take you from letter N back to letter A and start all over again. So that's why it's important to pull us aboard.
Right, right. And I'll tell you, we worked with an interior designer, or actually several interior designers, when we built the 2009 Charleston Home and Design Magazine Idea House. And we'd never worked with an interior designer before, but we really had a great experience. And since that time, 10 years ago, there have been some smaller projects that I thought, oh, I can handle this myself. And I'll tell you, when I went to the tile store to buy tile, I felt very insecure. Like, oh my gosh, I'm worried I'm going to make a mistake here. Not just a mistake, but a costly mistake. And that's one of the great things about partnering with an interior designer from the start is you're, first of all, you're getting expert advice, but then you're also avoiding those costly mistakes.
Right, exactly. You know, our clients, some of our clients are very aware of the direction that they would like to go, but not exactly sure how to execute it. That would be one type of client. And then we have the other type of client that would just like to
snap know their
fingers. And yeah, and be open to the concept that we propose. So what we are able to do with you and for you is give you a direction and give you viable options that make sense for different things like your color range, your cost range, and to keep you moving so that you feel comfortable, so that you're not at the tile store with 10,000 different types of tiles and no direction and not sure where to go. If you were to, you know, have someone like myself aboard, I would be there with you, mm-hmm. would have already done a little probably pre-shopping, and then giving you the best options, and then we could explore from there.
Exactly. And also, and interior designers like yourself, they're aware of a lot of different resources that the homeowner probably is not aware of. For example, I interviewed an interior designer in my office, and I said I was doing some renovations. She called me about 20 minutes later and texted me over a couple photos of some columns that she had seen at an antique store downtown. And I would have never stopped into that antique store, but that's just one small example. I mean, I'm sure you know where to go and who to talk to get, you know, the products that will really make that homeowner's house, completely unique.
Exactly. In many, arenas, for example, I have clients that I'm working with currently, and, you know, everybody's schedules can be quite busy. Flexibility is important, especially in your daily routines. If you've got, you know, Monday through Friday, 9-to-5 job, it's really difficult to kind of figure out how would I even use an interior designer? When would I even have them in my house? I don't want to spend even my whole weekends just dealing with interior work. So it has to be built on a bit of trust. And again, in terms of shopping and evaluating the time that you spend together and how you organize and put all of the elements together, we can do that quite strategically and even via text. So mm-hmm. it might even just be a few pictures of things. It might be putting you in touch with the proper person to guide you once you get to the proper location to help you along with the process.
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb here and I'm just say that if you're not working or if you don't work with an interior designer on a remodel project or new construction, you're going to make enough mistakes that will add up dollar-wise to probably what it'll pay to actually hire an interior designer, on an hourly basis or what have you. And you get the added benefit of having that expert to run ideas by and to make sure that you're just not just avoiding making a costly mistake, but also a mistake that you might have to live with that you just don't like the look of, and aesthetically it may not be pleasing. And then the third benefit I would say is, the interior designer is going to bring ideas to your project that you may not have thought of on your own. And that's the greatest part about it is, it's almost like you're getting something more valuable than you would have gotten on your own, right?
Right, right. I think that what we give is we kind of open your eyes to more opportunities and give you, interesting options that you may not have thought about in terms of scale, size, layouts of rooms. It could be anything from, a complete renovation or a brand new build, or just simply updating an existing powder bath. But as you said, nothing's for free. So if you start buying these things and you're still unsure, by the time you pull in an interior designer, we're going to probably ask you to undo those things and then start over again.
Right, right. You just have that level of confidence working with an interior designer that you're not going to have when you're doing it on your own. So you still have time to come down to the Charleston Home and Design Show today. Partnering with an interior designer from the start, presented by T. Phillips of Latitude Design Group. That seminar starts at 3:00, so you've got plenty of time to get down here. And it's only $2 per person, $2 after 2:00 admission today, to experience these great seminars and then also the 100+ vendors that we have here at the Charleston Home and Design Show. And T. Phillips, before we sign off, you were chosen as one of the interior designers for the Charleston Symphony Orchestra Designer House this year. And you did it last year and you were chosen again this year.
Yeah, we had sort of a last minute arrangement last year. I was happy to pop in and kind of stylize the kitchen for the house. And they asked me to come back this year. And with the kitchen design that I did from last year, they thought that I would be the perfect candidate for this one. So I'm thrilled to be part of it. It's going to be launching to the public mid-March. It will be open for a month, daily tours. This will support the Charleston Symphony League. The home is on 16 Rutledge, beautiful street, gorgeous, gorgeous big home on the peninsula, as they do every year. We've been doing this at this point for over 40 years. Fabulous designers. Each room is quite unique, which is always an amazing experience for people to be on site and see that and to support the arts. So you guys will have to come see this kitchen transformation. We are calling it the Jewel Box Kitchen. So it's going to be a fabulous, modernized, turn-of-the-century, beautiful kitchen.
Awesome. Well, and how can folks get in touch with Latitude Design Group?
They can go to my website. They can go to latitudedesigngroupllc.net, or they can give me a call. You can find me on Instagram if you want to follow me at wtp.ldg, and I'd love to be in touch with you guys.
All right, and come out and see interior designer T. Phillips today at 3:00 as he presents his seminar, Partnering with an Interior Designer from the Start. Thanks so much, T.
Thank you.
Okay, well, that was interior designer T. Phillips with Latitude Design Group, and you can come out and see the free seminar that T. Phillips with Latitude Design Group will be presenting at 3:00 today. It's called Partnering with an Interior Designer from the Start. And by the way, interior designer T. Phillips is also one of the interior designers that's been chosen for the Charleston Symphony Orchestra League's designer show house, which is currently under construction and will be open to the public at the end of March. But I did want to mention some of the other seminars that we've got going on today. Just starting at 1 o'clock, Watching Paint Dry, How to Choose Interior and Exterior Paint Colors Correctly. And that's presented by interior designer Emily Stallings of Stallings Studio. And this is a very, very popular seminar. You still have time to get down to the Charleston Home and Design Show today if you'd like to take in that free seminar. That's definitely one of the most challenging things that that people experience is choosing paint colors. And it sounds easy, but you don't want to make an expensive mistake where you put that paint up on the wall and realize that it's just not going to work. And then you have to either do all the work again yourself or pay for a contractor to redo it. So get some help from an interior designer like Emily Stallings of Stallings Studio, and you'll get it right the first time. Coming up at 2 p.m., Implementing a Plan, Where to Begin and How to Finish What You've Started. And that's presented by interior designer Edie Sullivan of Sullivan's Island Designs. And that's probably one of the biggest challenges that people have is, where do you begin? And then finally, you know, once the project has stretched on and on and on, people experience that that burnout where all you want to do is just get it finished. And, you know, you show up at the job site and you expect all this work to be moving along, and you realize that the subcontractors haven't shown up. And it can be very, very frustrating trying to get to that finish line. So you definitely want at 2 p.m. we've got another free seminar, Implementing a Plan, Where to Begin and How to Finish What You've Started. And that's one of the biggest things is just you need a plan. You're going to feel so vulnerable if you don't have a plan for your whether you're building a new house or remodeling a house. At 3 p.m., I mentioned partnering with an interior designer with T. Phillips of Latitude Design Group. And then at 4 p.m., we've got What You Should Know Before You Start a Remodeling Project to Save Time and Money, presented by Master Builder Kevin Kalman of Kalman Construction. And Kevin is a great guy. He's kind of a no-nonsense sort of person, and we'll tell you straight up, you know, what it's like. You're not going to get a lot of flowery talk out of Kevin. He's kind of a quiet guy, a good listener. That's important because, you know, we all know those people that just like to hear their voice, their own voice. And Kevin is a good listener. He's been you noticed I said that word master builder. Well, he's been in the construction trades for over 25 years and just knows everything that you need to know. He'll definitely be a great help to you. So lots of seminars happening this afternoon. You've still got time to get down to the Charleston Home and Design Show. Right now, admission is $7 per person, but starting at 2 p.m., the admission drops to $2 per person. $2 after 2 o'clock today and Sunday, by the way. Besides the 100-plus local A-list contractors that are on display at the Charleston Home and Design Show this weekend, we've also got the free seminars taking place. And so free seminars today, as I mentioned, Watching Paint Dry, How to Choose Interior and Exterior Paint Color Correctly, and that's at 1 p.m. That just started, and Implementing a Plan, Where to Begin and How to Finish What You've Started. That starts at 2 p.m., and then 3 p.m., partnering with an interior designer from the start, and then at 4 p.m., What You Should Know Before You Start a Remodeling Project to Save Time and Money. That's at 4 o'clock today. All of these are free seminars, by the way. On Sunday, starting at 2 o'clock, we've got Mistakes Are the Most Expensive Element of Any Project, presented by interior designer Judy Bistany of Judy Bistany Interior Design. And isn't that the truth? Anybody who has been involved with a large scale project will tell you, even a small one, you know, there's nothing worse than wasting money and, you know, wasting time as well. But when you realize that what you've purchased is the wrong size, the wrong color, it isn't going to work, you either have to live with that mistake or you have to pull it out and redo it. And either way, it's either going to cost you time or aggravation or money or all of the above. And so starting at 2 p.m. on Sunday, mistakes are the most expensive element of any project, presented by interior designer Judy Bistany of Judy Bistany Interior Design. And that's one of the things that we always tell our listeners about as far as interior designers. Yes, you do have to pay them a fee, but that fee, if you think about it, you're going to be avoiding mistakes and costly mistakes, and the money that you would have spent on those mistakes is probably equal to or less than what it would cost to hire an interior designer to help you out. So that seminar is Sunday at 2 p.m. And then 3 p.m. on Sunday, how to set a project budget and stick to it, presented by interior designer Karen Germond of KMD Interiors. And that's true. When we were building our house, a friend of mine said, you really should try to put about 10% aside extra from your bank loan, because there's going to be some things that you're just going to want. And, you know, whether it's 10% or that can easily grow more than just 10%. You know, when you start looking at, you start to justify it in your mind about, like, well, it's going to be spread over 30 years or this or that. We're only doing this once, and we want to get it right the first time. And so it's very, very easy to go over budget. So how to set a project budget and stick to it. That's the 3 p.m. seminar happening on Sunday at the Charleston Home and Design Show. And just let me give you a quick rundown of some of the basics. We've got free seminars going on this afternoon and also Sunday. Show hours today run until 6 p.m. So you've got plenty of time to get down to the Charleston Home and Design Show at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. It's located at 77 Calhoun Street. And there is a connected garage that's offering a discounted $5 parking at 32 Alexander Street. And plus, there's plenty of abundant metered on-street parking. So admission right now is $7 per person, and it drops to $2 per person after 2 p.m. So if you're in your car, if you're on your way to the Charleston Home and Design Show, you might want to grab some lunch first and then get down here and save yourself a couple bucks. $2 after 2 p.m. for everybody here at the Charleston Home and Design Show. Show hours on Sunday are 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And going on Sunday morning, the first 200 families to pay the $7 admission will each family will receive a Tervis tumbler with a lid from the Tervis shop on Church Street downtown. So that's a great value. If you're planning to come to the home show anyways, you might as well be one of the first 200 families. One per family, you pay that $7 admission and you get a Tervis tumbler. It's about a $20 value right there. You know, one of the most unique things about the Charleston Home and Design Show, one of the biggest values that we offer the attendees who come to the Charleston Home and Design Show, are the free design consultations with interior designers and architects. And since 2004, we've been staging the Charleston Home and Design Show. And in all those years, we have offered free design consultations to homeowners by local professional interior designers who volunteer their time to offer free design advice. And it has gotten so popular over the years. We book these design consultations well in advance, but there's still time today if you want to come down and sign up for a free design consultation with an interior designer. And this year, at the suggestion of architect Chris Rose, we have partnered with some local architects as well to offer free design advice with an architect. So you can either sit with an architect or with an interior designer and talk to them about your project and get some free design advice. And you wouldn't believe how helpful it can be to just get that free design advice to pick the brain of a design professional. And I do want to thank all of the interior designers and architects that are volunteering their time this weekend at the Charleston Home and Design Show. Allison Kirkpatrick, interior designer Edie Sullivan, interior designers Emily Stallings and Lee McElpine, interior designer Lygia Jugo, interior designer T. Phillips, interior designer Betsy Glass, and then architects Steve Herlong with Herlong and Associates. And Steve is like, he is one of the top architects in the Charleston area. For him to volunteer his time, I think is very noteworthy. So you definitely want to take advantage of that. If you'd like to get sit down with an architect, Steve Herlong, the president of Herlong and Associates, will be available. Also, Trevor Draper with TMD Architects, a great young architect who's got a great personality. Both those gentlemen can help you out with whatever project that you have to give you some free design advice. But you know, what's really interesting with these free design consultations with homeowners is, first of all, they last about 20 to 30 minutes. And you think, what can we possibly get accomplished in 20 to 30 minutes? But you'd be amazed if you come prepared for your free design consultation. And when I say that, I mean we suggest you bring any paint samples that you may have, or bring any cabinet door samples or countertop samples, you know, anything, any photos, any magazine photos that you like, any floor plans that you may have, house plans, of course. If you're building a house or you've got a big remodel project and you've got floor plans, we definitely encourage you to bring those plans. It will only help you with your free design consultations, consultation that you'll be getting with an interior designer. And you know, if you've never worked with an interior designer or an architect, you really don't know what you're missing. You may have a kind of a mindset that, oh, I can cut that corner and I can do it myself, or I can go to some of the different showrooms around town and just get some free advice. And not to take anything away from that, but you know, when you go to the lighting showroom or you go to the tile showroom and you start hitting them up for free advice, they're specialized in their area. And you know, if it's a lighting showroom, for example, it may be difficult to, you know, to get the right advice, you know, because they're not seeing the whole scope of the project. They're not aware of everything that's going on in the project from one room to another. And so I would definitely encourage you to work with an interior designer and an architect if possible. And the thing about working with an interior designer, it's like having a best friend to go shopping with. The only thing is, you probably don't have that many best friends that you can hit up for the amount of hours that is going to be involved with you know, making selections for your project and picking paint colors and so forth. You're going to wear out your welcome pretty darn quick with your best friend. Maybe they'll go once to a one appointment or something like that. But an interior designer, they're going to know the full scope. They're going to have a bird's eye view of your project. Same with an architect. We used an architect when we built our house, and not a week or two goes by when I don't think about something that about the house that we would not have had we not worked with an architect and also with an interior designer. So I would strongly suggest, probably here's what happens. A lot of folks who sign up for the free design consultations with an interior designer or architect, that 20 to 30 minute consult, it goes so quickly, and you'll end up saying to that interior designer or architect, we've only scratched the surface. Can we meet with you again to discuss the project? And probably the biggest thing that you're going to experience is the confidence, the level of confidence that you'll have making the selections, making all those purchasing decisions for your house. That if you're going it alone, that means you're making these decisions on your own, or maybe getting some advice from your husband or something like that, or your wife. It's to get a good professional interior designer is going to tell you no, when you say, hey, I'm thinking about buying this or that product. If it doesn't fit, if it's not going to work, they're going to let you know, versus, not wanting to rock the boat and, maybe upset your spouse or something, and you go ahead and make a purchase and it turns out to be the wrong purchase, and you've wasted a good bit of money. So working with an interior designer will pay for itself, and working with an architect, you're going to get a much better house than you would on your own if you weren't working with an architect. So we strongly encourage everyone. And this weekend, just like when you go to like Costco or Sam's Club, they have the sampling going on. And I bought some sirloin tips last week at Costco because of that sample. It's the sampling. I tasted it and it was like, that's pretty darn good. I checked the nutritional box and it wasn't outrageously fattening or anything, and I said, I'm gonna go ahead and make this purchase. I'm sure I wouldn't have done it had I not gotten that sample. And so that's what we're doing all day today and tomorrow is your chance to sample what it's like to work with an interior designer or architect. And so come on down to the Charleston Home and Design Show this afternoon, and we'll squeeze you in. We always do. We always get folks that sign up in advance, and we have a good roster of folks that did sign up in advance last week. But we also we get people who come to the Charleston Home and Design Show and say, I'm looking for a free design consultation, and we'll work you in. That won't be a problem. Maybe you'll have to wait a half hour, but then that gives you a chance to walk around the show to visit the 100+. A-list local contractors that are all on display at the Charleston Home and Design Show. So come on down. Today, show hours are until 6 p.m., and admission is only $7 right now. And then at 2 o'clock, admission drops to $2 per person. So $2 after 2 o'clock today and Sunday. And it's been a great show so far, lots of great traffic. The weather is awesome. You don't have to worry about anything except how you're going to make your home better. So come on down to the Charleston Home and Design Show right now. And the attached parking garage is located at 32 Alexander Street, and parking is only $5, a discounted rate for that. So coming down to the Charleston Home and Design Show. If you need to get, want to check out all the information, go to charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com, charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. You know, one of the great things that we've got going on this weekend at the Charleston Home and Design Show, this morning, the first 200 families to the show each received a 12-ounce bottle of Tupelo honey from the Savannah Bee Company on King Street. And so special thanks to the Savannah Bee Company on King Street. They provided us with 200 12-ounce bottles of Tupelo honey, and we gave those away starting at 10 o'clock to the first 200 families that paid a $7 admission to get into the show. And tomorrow, on Sunday, starting at 11 a.m., the first 200 families to the show to pay the $7 admission will receive a free Tervis tumbler. And with a lid, by the way. And these are really special. They're custom-made Tervis tumblers. It has the CHS airport code on the Tervis tumbler itself. And then on the backside is a pineapple, which is very recognizable around Charleston. And let's take a moment and talk with Kathy Swink with Tervis about the giveaway going on tomorrow. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to a special edition of Talking About a home show on the radio, as we come to you from the Charleston Home and Design Show going on right now at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And I've just had a chance to grab Kathy Swink with Tervis. And for a moment, and to talk to us about the big giveaway that we've got going on, the big Tervis giveaway happening Sunday morning. How are you doing, Kathy?
I'm doing great, Tim.
Good, good. Kathy, take a moment, and everybody knows about Tervis, but just take a moment and tell everybody about Tervis.
Well, Tim, we're glad to be partnering with y'all again this year. But Tervis has been around since 1946. We've been around for 73 years, mm-hmm. Which is very exciting. You know, we obviously have our classic tumblers. We've got stainless now, and it's very exciting with what we have in line in the stores, mm-hmm. and available for customers.
Right, right. And we've got a big giveaway happening tomorrow morning, Sunday morning, starting at 11 a.m. If you're one of the first 200 families to the show when we open at 11 a.m. and you pay the regular $7 admission, if you're one of the first 200 families, you're going to get a free Tervis tumbler with a lid from the Tervis shop on Church Street. And Kathy, tell our listeners about this customized Tervis tumbler that we're going to be giving away 200 of these.
The tumbler that we're doing this year is a 16-ounce pineapple design. It's specialized with CHS on the back, which is the airport logo with that. And these are exclusive to the Charleston Home Show. You can't get this particular cup with this personalization anywhere. This mm-hmm. is exclusive to the Home Show.
That's awesome. If someone walked into Tervis to buy one of these 16-ounce tumblers, what do they normally go for?
These would run on average about $16.99.
Okay, $16.99. And is that with the lid?
That's going to be with the lid, yes.
Yeah. And so we're going to be giving away 200 of these for free. And we did this last year for the first time, and people just went crazy. Big line to get into the show and get their free Tervis tumbler. So be one of the first 200 families tomorrow morning starting at 11 a.m. And all you have to do is just pay the regular $7 admission, and we will give you a free Tervis tumbler, one per family. And you know, let's just take a moment. And how long has Tervis been making their high quality tumblers and other items?
73 years.
73 years.
In 1946. You know, we're headquartered in North Venice, Florida, so mm-hmm. all of the classic tumblers are still made in America, which is very exciting. You know, they're BPA-free. It's a cup that you don't have to worry about. It does what it's supposed to do. We've got exclusive Tervis design, so there's something for everyone and every occasion, which is very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Dishwasher safe.
Dishwasher safe on the top shelf.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Tervis is all about sustainability. So when you have one of our cups, it's something that you can use, you know, wherever you go. You can take it to the beach. You can take it to different events and whatnot. So you don't have to worry about, you know, use something one time and throw it away. It's the same thing like with our straws. Again, it's another sustainable item. Mm-hmm. It's something that you can also put in the dishwasher. So it's a great item to have.
I use a Tervis tumbler every single morning. Mm-hmm. When I have put iced coffee in it, or sometimes I make myself a shake if I'm running a little bit short of time. What do you think it is about Tervis that people love so much?
I think it's just the quality of the product. The fact that the classics are still, it's an American-made product. It does what it's supposed to do. We've got, and Tervis stands behind their product. You know, there's a lifetime warranty on those as well. And I think that's something that people really appreciate with that. And then we have so many different designs. They can be personalized just for individuals. We do, you know, custom designs for businesses. So there's something that you can get that's going to fit whatever you need, whether it's business, personal. You know, if you're a sports fan, which Clemson has a national championship, you can certainly get that cup right now. So it's just a great product, and it's something that has been around for a long time, and people appreciate that.
Yeah, unquestionable value. As soon as if you get a Tervis product as a gift or something like that, you instantly respect it, know that it's going to be good quality. How do you tell the difference between an authentic Tervis product and a knockoff?
Well, you can usually tell by the quality of it, but if you're ever in doubt, if you turn the cup over, Tervis is on the bottom of the cup. Mm.
And don't you folks, if a Tervis tumbler ever breaks, is it repaired or?
You can, if it's if it's a problem that is covered under the warranty, absolutely, it's going to go back to the factory, and that cup that you have you're going to get a new cup.
That's great. What are some of the newer Tervis products that you folks have?
We're very excited. We do have stainless designs now, which is a new product with us. It's been very, very popular. We have ice buckets as well. We have handles. We have, you know, extra straws. We have lids. So we've got a lot of different designs with it, which is very exciting. And, you know, with our ice buckets, for example, not only is it something that you can do for ice, but you can do potato salad, shrimp cocktail in there. Because it's BPA-free, you can do soups and chili with it. So it's an item that, you know, a lot of people even use the ice buckets to chill a bottle of wine. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of different uses for that as well.
Right. Well, we want everyone to come out tomorrow morning starting at 11 a.m., and if you're one of the first 200 through the show to pay the $7 admission, you will get a free Tervis tumbler with a lid at no charge, absolutely no charge. And we're also giving away a coupon with that Tervis tumbler, and they can visit the Tervis shop. And where is the Tervis shop located?
Tim, it's located at 179 Church Street, which is right down in the historic market. And if you come down there, you've got that coupon, just come in and see us. If there's any questions, you can always call us, and the number is 843-724-6707. And we'd be glad to answer any questions for you as well.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Kathy Swink with Tervis, and thanks so much to Tervis for providing these 200 free tumblers that we're giving away starting at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Thanks, Kathy.
Thanks, Tim.
Okay, well, that was Kathy Swink with Tervis, and special thanks to Tervis Tumblers. You can get one of your own free Tervis tumblers tomorrow if you're one of the first 200 families when the show opens at 11 a.m. And you just need to pay our regular $7 admission fee, and we'll give you one of the custom Tervis tumblers tomorrow morning starting at 11. And while you come to the Charleston Home and Design Show today, show hours today run until 6 p.m. And we've got lots of seminars going on. We've got free design consultations. And of course, we've got over 100 A-list local contractors that have literally picked up their showrooms and brought them down here to the Gilliard Center. Set up, they're giving up their weekend to offer free expert advice to the public. So come on down to the Charleston Home and Design Show. Show hours today are until 6 p.m. Show hours on Sunday are 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. So plenty of great opportunities to come to the show. And while you're here, you'll want to sign up to win one of three different $2,000 home improvement prize packages. And what I'm talking about, we always have local winners. I don't know about you, but I don't play the lottery until, you know, it's like $1 billion prize package or something. And then I'll buy a couple tickets. But I kind of have this mentality that whether I sign up for something or not, it doesn't make a difference. I'm not going to win. And I just want to put you at ease. You know, over the course of this weekend, we'll probably have about 3,000 visitors to the Charleston Home and Design Show. And out of that 3,000 or so people, we will be picking three local winners. And so I don't know what the odds are on that, but I'd say they're pretty good. Three out of 3,000 people versus, you know, one out of millions and millions and millions of people for the lottery. But if you would like to win a $2,000 home improvement prize package, we're going to be giving away three of these different $2,000 home improvement prize packages. The first one is a $2,000 premium outdoor furniture package from Backyard Retreats. It's worth $2,000, and they have very quality, good quality outdoor furniture. It's not like the stuff you buy in the big box stores that's going to rust up. Also, the second $2,000 prize is a $2,000 ultra lattice pergola from Express Sunrooms. And does everybody know what a pergola is? It's basically a structure you put in your backyard. It provides shade. It's a place a sitting area that you can create. And so you're going to have an instant pergola in your backyard from Express Sunrooms. So thank you to Backyard Retreats and Express Sunrooms. And then my favorite prize, if I could win it, would be the $2,000 custom glass shower enclosure from Century Glass. And that is, everybody is taking out their tubs in their house and putting in these heavy glass shower enclosures instead. And it's a great look. And, you know, if you're thinking about a bathroom remodel, wouldn't that be a great prize to win, to have a $2,000 custom glass shower enclosure from Century Glass? And we're giving away three of these different $2,000 home improvement prize packages this weekend. They'll all be local winners, and that's a big thing. You know, that's one of the first things we do is we make sure that that you're local. So if you want to would like a chance to win one of these $2,000 home improvement prize packages, come on down to the Charleston Home and Design Show today until 6 p.m. And then show hours tomorrow are 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. There's no purchase necessary. You can sign up to win one of three different $2,000 home improvement prize packages. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to a special edition of Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from the Charleston Home and Design Show. It's going on right now at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Show hours today are until 6 p.m. Starting at 2 o'clock, admission will drop to $2 per person. $2 per person after 2 p.m. today, and you'll have plenty of time to come in and talk with all the experts that you need to get your project off the ground and finish it up exactly the way you like it. We've got over 100 A-list local contractors that are here ready to talk to you. volunteering their weekend so they can talk with you and help you get your project underway. And I did want to take a moment and thank all of our sponsors for the Charleston Home and Design Show. We could not have done this show without their help. And I want to thank Aqua Blue Pools, Charleston Amish Furniture, Carpet Baggers, Carpet One, Closets by Design, Express Sunrooms, Insul Steel, Living Designs Landscapes, Melser Tile, and also Palmetto Surfacing in Cambria, who sponsored the VIP Home Show Party last evening. And so special thanks to all of our sponsors and also our media sponsors, Y1025, 94.3 WSC FM, Charleston Home and Design Magazine, that's us, ABC News 4, and also the Post and Courier. We have great media sponsors, and special thanks to all of them for making our show possible. And a lot of work, a lot of effort. I also would like to a lot of work goes into organizing and staging the Charleston Home and Design Show. And we at Charleston Home and Design Magazine, we wear a lot of hats. We multitask an awful lot. I've got a staff of about 10 people who make not just the magazine happen, which is an amazing feat, but also organize our home shows. And they do an amazing job, and I just wanted to say thank you to our entire staff at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We're all very grateful to you, our listeners, for supporting Charleston Home and Design Magazine and coming to the Charleston Home and Design Show to support these great local contractors that are on display this weekend at the show. And as I mentioned, there's plenty of time to get down here today. $2 admission after 2 o'clock today. We've got $5 parking in the attached garage connected to the Gilliard. 32 Alexander Street is the parking garage. Plus, there's abundant on-street parking that you can go to. The location is the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Just put that in your phone, and you'll make it down here. Admission tomorrow is $7 per person, and the first 200 families at the show, starting at 11 a.m., will each family to pay that $7 admission will get a free Tervis tumbler. And then if you have got plans in the morning and you need to come in the afternoon, $2 admission after 2 p.m. Both today and Sunday. So we make it very, very easy for you to come to the Charleston Home and Design Show. And thanks to all of our vendors for participating in the Charleston Home and Design Show this weekend. And thanks to all of our listeners for being so loyal. Talking about a home, talking about a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com, home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.